I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Tonight in Fort Madison, Lights, Camera, Action, Inc. presents another indoor movie. They've been showing a different family-friendly movie every weekend, and they'll do that through the end of May. The movies are free. Concessions are only a dollar. Donations are accepted because they help defray the cost of upcoming movies. This week's movie is The Rescuers. After a message is found in a bottle, two mice of the Rescue Aid Society search for a little orphan girl kidnapped by unscrupulous treasure hunters. The film is being shown tonight at 6:30 and at 8, and tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock and at 3:30. Once again, it's free and open to the public. Lights, Camera, Action presenting The Rescuers at Fort Madison Middle School, the former middle school at 1801 Avenue G. At Knox College this weekend, it's the 32nd annual Knox College International Fair. That's tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock. Knox College students from more than 50 countries will be showcasing food, culture, and entertainment from around the world. Highlights include an international buffet lunch, including foods from a dozen countries and cultures, prepared and served by students. That's from 10 until 1 in the Oak Room in the Seymour Union. There will be cultural and educational booths from 11 until 2 in the Ford Center for the Arts lobby. Admission is free. And there will be an international student talent show and parade of flags from 2 until 4 in Kresge Hall in the Ford Center. The 32nd annual Knox College International Fair. Tomorrow at Knox College. Also in Galesburg tomorrow night, Galesburg Symphony Society presents its 12th annual Casino Night Gala. It's a fundraiser to benefit the award-winning Knox Galesburg Symphony. The gala is their only annual fundraiser. It includes a silent auction, official casino games, hot and cold hors d'oeuvres, a 50-50 drawing cash bar, and the Bob Clark Combo, providing live entertainment. That's tomorrow night at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Galesburg at 1556 East Fremont Street, the Galesburg Symphony Society's 12th annual Casino Night Gala. On Sunday in Macomb, the West Central Illinois Arts Center is looking for prospective participants for a new Youth Arts Leadership Initiative, which they hope to begin in February. The Be Creative Arts Crew is a pilot project that will engage a team of creative young people aged 13 to 18 in helping to shape the life and future of the arts in Macomb. The meeting is free and open to area teens. That's Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the West Central Illinois Arts Center on the east side of the downtown square in Macomb. A week from today at Western Illinois University, the School of Music is proud to present a guest recital by trumpeter Terry Everson. This international trumpet soloist will present a program, The Art of the Sonata. His visit will also include master classes for WYU students and Macomb High School students. Mr. Everson has premiered numerous major works and has released three complete recordings of numerous notable modern works for trumpet and piano. He's professor of trumpet at Boston University. A guest recital by trumpeter Terry Everson, that is a week from tonight at 7:30 in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the WYU campus. Thank you. Culver Stockton College presents another performance of their avant-garde ensemble, Camerata 808. The program includes six important works by some of the most significant composers of experimental music, including Edgard Varèse's early flute solo Density 21.5, Ben Patterson's solo for double bass, a composition from the Fluxus movement that was popularized by artists such as Yoko Ono, John Cage, and Bertolt Brecht. Also on the program, Terry Riley's Tread on the Trail, a work that employs a system similar to his famous In C, but with a distinctly jazzy style. Camerata 808 says their performances of avant-garde music are often unusual, but they are always interesting. The performance is free and open to the public in the Robert W. Brown Performing Arts Center on the Culver Stockton campus in Canton, Missouri. That's a week from tonight at 8 o'clock, Camerata 808. On Wednesday, February 6th, the beautiful Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg presents the Acting Company's production of Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men. Nobel and Pulitzer Prize winner Steinbeck's Tale of Two Drifters is one of the most widely read stories in America. Written as both a novella and a script, Of Mice and Men tells the tragic story of two California migrant workers during the Great Depression. George and Lenny have delusions of making enough money to buy their own farm and live off the fat of the land, but one of them suffers from a disability that seals their fate. John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, presented by the Acting Company at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg, Wednesday, February 6th at 7:30 p.m. The Music Under the Water Tower series in Donelson, Iowa, is getting set for another concert on February 9th. That Saturday night, the guests are Switchback. A favorite of Music Under the Water Tower, this Celtic pop rock duo is ready to entertain as always. Music Under the Water Tower happens at the Donelson American Legion Hall next to the Water Tower. The concert is at 8 o'clock. There's a donation jar at the door. The suggested donation is $10. Looking ahead a bit, the BCA at Western Illinois University presents Voca People on Tuesday, February 19th. Mike Music, the cultural events coordinator of the BCA, dropped in to help us describe this musical act. The next series concert is also absolutely individual. Voca People.
Good use of words there, Ken. Voca People. First off, they are not from this planet. They are from the planet Voca. Their spaceship has crashed, and it runs on musical energy. And so it's up to them to generate the musical energy from the audience to power their spaceship so that they can get home. This is an act we went and saw. We've seen a couple times, and it was just like, this is so incredibly weird, but it's so incredibly good. Six-part harmonies, plus they have like a human beatbox, and they communicate through music, and they tell the story of what they're trying to achieve through music. And it's, and again, it's everything from like 1950s standards to Journey, Queen, all kind, even some, you know, 90s and the aughts. What is that? Where are we now? We're in the aughts or the
yes. The, yeah. Well, we're in the teens.
Oh, now. The teens. Yeah. So even teens music, and it's one of those neat things. They really don't sing any of the songs all the way through. A lot of times it's just maybe the refrain and the bridge, and you're going, oh, I love that song. Oh, that's great. Good. And then they go into something else where you're going, oh, that's even better. I like that one too. And they download it from people's minds. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You go to the website or you go, you know, get the arts guide, you look at it, and you're just going to go, what in the name? They look bizarre, but they got the chops to back it up. They're amazing. Amazing.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Glee meets Blue Man Group.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Yeah, if they had a child, you'd get Voca People. Except they're in white and not blue. But yeah, that's it.
Voca People, Tuesday, February 19th. Mike Music, cultural events coordinator of the BCA at Western Illinois University. And, of course, our own celebration concert comes up on Saturday, February 16th at 7 p.m., our guests, well, between the three of them, they've written songs for Ray Charles, Kathy Mattea, Trisha Yearwood, Keith Urban, Linda Ronstadt, and Johnny Cash. But together as the Waymores, they're our next celebration concert.
Once made some money, here's my mistake. It came so easy, I threw it in the lake. Lacking the courage to blame myself, I blame my bad luck on everybody else. This is my story, I hate to say. These are the bridges I've burned.
I'll say it anyway.
My cross to carry, my price to pay. For all the lessons I've learned the hard way. Had a woman, gave me her love, took me to heaven that wasn't high enough. Made her a promise, threw her a bone. Next thing you know, I was sleeping alone. This is my story, I hate to say. These are the bridges I've burned.
I'll say it anyway.
My cross to carry, my price to pay. For all the lessons I've learned. Hard way, the long way, it was my way or the highway, and it cost me, almost lost me, but it left me where I'm standing. It's the end. It looks a lot like I'm ready to begin. This is my story, I hate to say. These are the bridges I've burned.
I'll say it anyway.
My cross to carry, my price to pay. For all the lessons I've learned. This is my story, I hate to say. These are the bridges I've burned.
I'll say it anyway.
My cross to carry, my price to pay. For all the lessons I've learned the hard way.
The Waymores. They'll be at our next celebration concert in our own studios here in Macomb. Tickets are available at 800-895-2912 or online at tristatesradio.com. The Waymores. I'm Ken Zomley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.